Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, I'm always happy to have a visitor here with me in the radio studio because most of the time I'm sitting here by myself telling you missionary stories. But today I have a fellow missionary and good friend, Brother Mike McCombe, and he and his wife Wilda are behind my West Coast representatives. And we'll talk about that later. But Brother McCombe, it's good to have you here. Would you just tell us a little bit today about who you are, where you came from, when you got saved, some things like that?
Yes, sir. Back in 1973, I was in Bible college, and actually backing up a little bit further than that, back in 1968, I was in college, a state university, and a fellow classmate of mine introduced me to the gospel for the first time and took me to a Baptist student union on campus. Okay. That's an amazing thing. Those don't exist anymore. And over a process of several weeks, I ended up going to an independent Baptist church in Oklahoma and accepted the Lord as my personal Savior on Sunday morning and was baptized Sunday night. Amen. And finished my college year. I didn't have an opportunity to get discipled too much, but, you know, the wonderful thing about it is that a church took me in there in the city where I was in a state college, and they nurtured me and just helped me along the way. And then about a year later, after I graduated, the Lord called me to preach. I went off to a good Bible college for 3 years, got my education and training, and then went out to church planting in New England in the Boston, Massachusetts area for 15 years. And we planted two churches, helped to establish another church that I eventually pastored also. And God was good. And then from there, the Lord directed us after the Iron Curtain fell and the Berlin Wall fell in the late 1980s. God directed us to the country of Albania, one of the former communist countries. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, that sounds good. I know that you're a married man.
Yes, sir.
How did you meet your wife?
I met my wife in Bible college. Okay. She had already graduated and was working for the academic dean. Went in to have my transcript read there one day, and she spotted me, and I spotted her. Uh-oh. And it's kind of love at first sight, and we've been married a little over 43 years now, praise the Lord.
I was going to ask you that because I knew you had been married for a good spell, and you all have children as
well. We have two children. We have five grandchildren, so we're just tickled to death to see them prospering in the Lord, serving in their local churches here in America.
Amen. That's great. Now, you pastored up in the Northeast. Is that where you were from originally, or were you from Oklahoma originally?
No, I'm from Oklahoma originally, and of course, I met a Yankee there, my wife that I married. She's from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
And then we've been serving the Lord together now for 43 years plus. So,
all right. Now, how did you end up then going from Oklahoma and even Ohio all the way up to Massachusetts?
Well, the Lord used a man that I met in Bible college that was from Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
Okay.
And he challenged me, why go to Texas or Alabama? Nothing against those states at all. But there are plenty of churches down there. And there were, you could have counted the independent Baptist churches in all six states of New England when we moved there in 1976 on one hand. There are just very few churches, and that's why the Lord directed us there.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to the rest of the week hearing. I know God's led you in a variety of ministries in Albania and then what you're doing now. But we look forward to coming back and hearing from missionary Mike McCombe. It's always fun to hear how God leads different people in their lives and their ministries. So, friends, please be back tomorrow and listen to the rest of this week. We'll be talking with missionary Mike McCombe.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.